A massive transfer of powers from London to Edinburgh. That's what is being proposed by Lord Smith's commission, which was asked by the government after the referendum to look at what powers should be devolved to Scotland. The commission suggests handing over full control of income tax. Well, Lord Smith hasn't even published his report yet. It'll come out after 9 o'clock, but the ramifications are already becoming apparent. The leaders of local councils across the country have written a letter, which will be published in the Times tomorrow, but is already out. It's titled What's Good Enough for Scotland, and in it they call for a negotiation similar to what happened in Scotland to agree a comparable package of measures for local government in England. Well, we're joined here in the studio by the Conservative MP, John Redwood. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, that doesn't go far enough for what you want, does it?
No, I'm here to speak for England, and what we need is the ability to make decisions on behalf of England just based on the votes of the English MPs at Westminster, the representatives of England. Or, in some cases, we may be doing it with Wales and Northern Ireland if the issues are not devolved there. But not with Scotland, because the issues have been devolved to the Scottish Parliament.
Because the argument that is being proposed by the leaders of all these local councils is what you're suggesting, effectively too much devolution, too local, when it should be national, but England as a nation.
Well, I'm not against devolving some additional powers to English councils, but that should be a decision for English members of Parliament in discussion through our local government ministers. But what we do need to do is to make sure that now that Scotland is going to get this mighty power to choose the tax rates and the bans for income tax, that Scottish MPs don't come to Westminster and then impose an income tax rate or an income tax ban on England that we don't want. It would be quite unjust if Scottish MPs were still able to vote on our income tax when they couldn't vote on their own income tax, and when Scotland had her right to choose her own income tax without us.
It's difficult, isn't it, though? Because when I spoke to Jim Murphy about this earlier, his argument was, well, yes, they've got control of income tax, but they don't control personal allowances. And there are other aspects which, for example, would be included in a budget, which would mean that really Scottish MPs do still have a right to vote on them.
Well, I'm very happy for Scottish MPs to vote on any issue which applies to their country. So if they keep the allowances, then yes, of course, we would debate the allowances with them and they would have a full vote on the allowances. But when it comes to the tax rates and the tax bans, which I understand are going to be settled in Scotland by the members of the Scottish Parliament, there is no way that England will accept Scottish MPs at Westminster voting on those things. I mean, how unjust would it be if they decided to impose a 22 or 23% standard rate income tax on us in England whilst the Scottish Parliament was having a 20p rate in Scotland?
OK, so can you talk us through how it might work? Would we have a situation where you have the Commons and there are certain things that, as when the legislation comes out, which are perhaps just identified as England-only MPs?
Exactly right, that the Speaker would announce on each occasion where it was an issue where Scottish MPs didn't vote, that Scottish MPs didn't vote. And we have a very simple system of recording the vote, and it would be very easy to adjust that so that they didn't vote. And there would be an English vote or an English, Welsh, Northern Irish vote if the issues hadn't been devolved in those countries.
There are those who say that you go down that route and what you'll find is that you're undermining the integrity of the UK.
Oh, but they did that with the original devolution proposals. I mean, I wrote a book at the end of the last century saying The Death of Britain? Pointing out that the more devolution Labour gave to certain parts of the United Kingdom, the more lopsided it would become, the more unfair it would be, and the more pressure there would be for Scottish nationalism. And I'm afraid that's exactly what they unleashed. We are now desperately trying to settle it, given the damage done. And we are saying, look, England must now have her justice and her rights, because these devolved powers are so mighty that it would be quite unacceptable for Scottish MPs to impose taxes on England that they weren't going to be paying themselves.
And just briefly, with or without this proposal that you're putting forward, do you think that the breakup of the United Kingdom is somewhat inevitable now?
No, I don't think it's inevitable. And I'm still working in a good spirit to try and find a new settlement. But I am very conscious of the English majority behind me saying to me, yes, John Redwood, for goodness sake, speak for England. England now has to have some devolution to match Scotland's devolution. Otherwise, it is a very unhappy country.
John Redwood, thank you very much.